There's an island in Glengariff Harbour in West County Cork whose microclimate means it has some unusual plants for Ireland. But what makes it even more incredible is that although nobody lives on it, the plants are being looked after by a number of gardeners and horticulturists, and it's currently being managed by the OPW, as Louise Denver found out during the week.
Well, the view is probably the best you're going to get anywhere in the world, especially on a day like today. I mean, that is the primary attraction in Glengariff.
Looking from the outside in, Garnish Island looks like a forest.
It's all different trees and plants there. A lot of them came down last February in the storm. You can see that.
But they're sheltering what's inside.
Oh yeah, very much so. Some very old trees on the island.
It's only when you round a corner on the local Harbour Queen ferry that a small clearance in the foliage emerges. There's an old stone slipway.
This is the landing jetty in here. That boathouse is 100 years old, more.
The older trees that would have been there and that are still here. Garnish was totally bare and barren, apart from a few holly bushes. Hence, the older name appeared in a Northern Survey map of Éill na Cuilinn, or Island of the Holly.
I walk with Finbar, the island's horticultural supervisor, through the trees on a pathway towards the top of the island, where there's a straight, cylindrical Martello Tower.
We have to climb the steps now to get up to the Martello Tower, which is a structure that was built back in the early 1800s.
It's very dark, and when you come up, it's like a jail. But when you go upstairs, it's like a lookout.
The island becomes a tourist haven in summer. Yasmin's here on holiday with her family. She's one of an estimated 60,000 visitors this year.
So up in this little hole is where the guns went through.
Pretty cool, but dangerous too, going up and down.
Those steps?
Yeah.
They're very small, aren't they?
Yeah.
Again, that's history again. The way it's designed, you had to go around to the left. So if you were a soldier, couldn't rush up the staircase. And soldiers would have lived, but I mean, you had the barracks, which would be right around some of the ruins that's there. Part of it is demolished, because when he was blasting the rock for the mansion, he demolished some of the walls. But I mean, you had quite a large garrison.
The mansion in question was meant to be built by John Annan Bryce, who acquired the island in 1910. But construction didn't get that far.
Now, John was born and reared in Belfast, and he was an MP or a Member of Parliament for Inverness in Scotland. He was a regular visitor to Glengariff on his summer holidays, and he fell in love with the place. Hence, he wanted to create a retirement home and garden. He probably did the reverse of what we'd all do. We'd all build the house first, do the garden afterwards. He had one of the best architects of the time, Harold A. Peto. Unfortunately, by the time he got to the mansion, the money was invested in oil and teak in Russia. The Russian Revolution broke out and he lost his entire investment. So he subsequently had to suffice with a two-bedroom cottage.
So there's no seven-storey mansion?
No. Possibly for the betterment of us all. Had the mansion been built, I guess any of us wouldn't be here today. It would possibly be private property.
And there's a sign here that says to our left is the Happy Valley and Martello Tower. But what is the Happy Valley?
Well, the Happy Valley was the grass glade that led from the temple to the Martello Tower. Now, you must remember, this is where he had intended building the mansion, was up at the Martello Tower, up at the highest point. It would have been a fantastic view down to the green glade, and you'd still have full view of the temple.
The temple is Grecian in style, but was commissioned by Bryce and his landscape architect, Peto, at the opposite end of the Happy Valley. You have to climb down and back up over 100 large stone steps before you reach it.
That's the Hydrangea hortensis. This is the hortensis with the large, what we call a mop head. Now, the blue signals the acidity of the soil.
So we have a very acidic soil here?
Yes, there's a very acidic soil here. Most of the island would be a pH of between 4 and 5. Now, some of the garden where we would have highly cultivated, which would be inside in the wall garden, you'll see the pink hydrangeas, and this is because lime is added to change the colour. But it's always a great indication. If you're growing hydrangeas and your hydrangea is blue, your soil is acid, so you have the ideal soil for rhododendrons, azaleas, camellias. They actually thrive here in Garnet.
So we're in the upper layer of the canopy of the shelter belt at this stage. And now this view is something else.
It's a Sugarloaf Mountain. And you have Hungry Hill then to the left. Yeah, that's quite a, it's a haven for butterflies.
Back down the steps through another woodland, there's a small clearance in the trees.
We move on now just to the Italian garden, which is just here in front of us. We're standing under the casita, which is a little tea house, and this was part of the architectural landscape. As we look across here, we have the Medici house and the mountains at the back. Sure, but I mean, this is the formal part of the garden.
There is a microclimate here on Garnish Island which facilitates the growth of many of these plants. What would we be looking at here?
There's some plants here from all over the world. You have the bottle brush from Australia. You have the South American abutilons. Leptospermums are the New Zealand tea tree or manuka. You have the white and pink, the begonias. You have the purple petunias. You have the blue ageratums.
Would they grow in an Irish garden, in Meath or Carlow or Mayo?
Not so much at the eastern part of the country. Now, so some of them would grow in West Cork because you have the microclimate. You also have the Gulf Stream, which forms part of that from the Gulf of Mexico coming right into the harbour here, which warms the waters. As well as that, then, you have the shelter belt. And I think without the shelter belt, you wouldn't have such a microclimate because the shelter belt filters the wind from coming through. Now, also, you have a lot of salt spray in the wintertime when you get storms or wind.
When we were coming in on the boat, it seemed like the entire island was surrounded by very, very tall trees, some of which had been knocked down in recent storms.
Quite an amount of storms, actually, this past winter. And those trees, the Monterey pine and the Monterey cypress, and you have some Scots pine as well, and they would make up the bulk of the shelter belt planting. If you were blindfolded and to be dropped off here on a warm summer's day, you would never say you were in West Cork.
Louise Denver in Garnish Island in Cork earlier this week. And speaking of Cork, our old friend John Creedon has just reminded us that there'll be more about Ireland's microclimates on Creedon's Four Seasons on RT1 TV at 6:30 this evening. Loads of your texts coming in.